It's time for us now, though, Matt, to chat with Nine News Border North East sports reporter Nathan Curry. And I have no doubt he's up and about after a mighty win last night against the Adelaide Crows, the Hawkers. Morning, Nathan.
We're back, Lou. We're back, Matt. Oh. You know it.
This hurts more than you ever know. This is very painful. And last night,
Matt, we'll see you in the grand final. We're coming.
See you in the grand final.
I think you're being optimistic for the Adelaide Crows there, just quietly, yeah. Nathan Curry.
Yeah, well, they'll probably miss the eight now. Like,
well, you know, there's a bit of.
come on, Lou.
Something stuck in my throat.
Serious
Sorry.
Question, Nathan.
You've never beaten us at Adelaide Oval, mate. You never will.
Serious question. I genuinely mean this because I've been copping it over the past 12 hours, as you can expect.
Because you've been giving it out.
He's been up and about since week one.
Yeah, it's unbearable. All
right. Now, Hawthorn, right? Everyone's talking about them like they're a genuine bottom of the ladder side. But just 2 years ago, you won a grand final. With you as a passionate Hawks supporter, were the Hawks playing particularly well last night? Was that like the old Hawthorn, or does it say more about the Crows at this stage? Your thoughts, Nathan Curry.
Putting my Hawthorn allegiance aside, I think it does say more about Hawthorn. I think Luke Hodge and Grant Birchall coming back into the side just really showed their class down back. Everyone just seemed a bit more calmer. And we started hitting targets, and it just made a world of difference.
So nothing to do with the Adelaide Crows being chokers?
Oh, they were woeful.
All right, let's move on. Thank you for your cheeky text, too, when I'd given up on the game as soon as it finished. TV straight off.
You didn't reply until this morning, too, Matt.
Because he was trying to pretend he wasn't watching, that's why.
All right, so a big weekend in other sports. We've already talked O&M with Matty Sider, so let's concentrate on rugby league. The Thunder have a must-win game coming up.
Yeah, they do, and this is huge. So they're playing Tumbarumba at Greenfield Park tomorrow, and it's a must-win game. The Thunder have lost their last four matches. They're going a bit like your Crows, Matt. and in that time, they've also sacked their coach, Chucky Jackson. So they're having a really rough trot. Look, they can still make the finals, but they really need to win tomorrow. And I'm still not sure if Tookie is going to play for the rest of the year. He played last week. Originally, he said he wasn't going to play, but the club still wanted him as a player. Right. So he did play last week. So it's going to be interesting to see if he commits for the rest of the season.
Definitely. I hope he does. Go Thunder. It'd be good to make sure they solidify that final spot. Speaking of which,
The Bandits, Nathan, have got a double header on the road this weekend.
Yeah, heading down to Tassie to take on North West Tasmania. Should be probably one of the games of the round, I think, tomorrow night. The Bandits are the opposite to the Thunder. They've won the last four, and they're inside the top four of the East Conference. But if they do lose tomorrow night, then it just opens the door to a bunch of other teams. So must-win game for them, I would think.
Yeah, double-header too. So they play North West Tasmania and Hobart as well. So usually on those away double-headers, it's like if you win one of them, that's a pretty good return. So hopefully they'll get a win.
Yeah, I think so. A bit of a distance to travel too, that one. So, yeah, if I can come over for a win, I'd be happy, I think.
Oh, stop it, Lou.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
Play it again.
Yeah.
How good is it?
You enjoying it?
Oh, I can't get enough of it.
No. Nathan Curry from Nine News.
I'm taking
the membership
out of the microwave right now.
From Nine News, Border North East. We'll see you tonight at 6 on 9.